Madam Chair, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Can we go ahead with the motion?
Carol's motion is next.
I'm just looking at the agenda here to see what's left. I know we can finish Carol. We still have an executive director's report and committee report. Could we have a motion for a continuation meeting after we deal with Carol's motion?
Motion for continuation after Carol.
I'll move that later.
Okay. So we have to have Carol motivate her motion, which was a 10-minute item, and we are at 12:26, and right now we're scheduled to adjourn at 12:30. If you want to extend again for another 2 minutes.
Sure, so moved.
Now it's for how long? 12:40. That will take
2 minutes
to
beyond.
I said 10 minutes, which would take us to 12:40.
Madam Chair.
Catherine seconds.
Okay, so we are a motion to extend for 10 minutes, which will take the meeting to 12:40. Any objections?
Benito.
Okay, Bill, please take
the vote.
Before the vote, may I ask you something?
What's your question?
We'll decide my vote. You are asking for a continuation meeting. We need to ask for the continuation meeting before this, just in case. But if we are having a continuation meeting next Thursday, why we need to keep adding minutes now and keep rushing things? If it's a continuation meeting, why don't we go straight to a continuation meeting? And we can discuss a motion normally.
Carol Travis,
for
the floor.
Okay, because I am asking for an extension so that we can finish this and go to the other business next week, that's why. Is there any... so now we need to go... What did you want, Carol? I'm sorry.
I just was going to say that, we were in the middle of this, and I had moved on the basis of my understanding of what you were saying, is that we would finish this section and then do the continuation meeting.
Okay, right. That's just what I just said.
I was agreed with you.
Okay. Bill, go to the vote, please.
This is to extend 10 minutes.
Request for information for the fifth time, Madam Chair.
What was your request for information?
Yeah, can you explain why it is that Grace gets to speak without being recognized every time, but other people get treated differently?
Huh. No, I can't explain it because I did not notice that. Okay.
I'm sure
An extension. Vote on the extension. We have some objections.
What's the name? The extension.
Did we lose you, Benito? You don't have the floor.
So,
Bill,
you want me to call the roll?
For the extension.
Okay, Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Vote Grace Oates. Yes. Jonathan Alexander. Assume he's not on the call. Gary Boast. Can't hear you, Gary. Adriana Casanave?
No.
Adriana votes no. Robin Collier?
Robin Collier votes yes.
Robin votes yes. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis?
Vote no.
Joseph votes no. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Benito votes no. Jane Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. William Heerwagen?
No.
William votes no. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
No. No. No.
Okay, Dwayne Lark votes no. Ken Laufer?
Yes.
Ken votes yes. Tony Leon? I assume he's not on the call. It's Mansoor Sabah? Can't hear you, Mansoor. Alex Steinberg?
I vote yes for extension of time.
Okay, Mansoor votes yes. Alex?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Oscula Washington?
No.
Oscula votes no. Going back, I didn't hear from Jonathan Alexander or Gary Bost or Tony Leon. Let me count. 12 yes. 6 no's. That's exactly 2/3.
Okay, so with this passes.
Oh, Chair, do you wish to vote? Do you wish to vote, Chair? Madam Chair?
Abstain. This passes.
Okay.
This extension passes. Okay, so go ahead, Carol.
May I go ahead?
Okay. Your motion.
Thank you. I'll say what it is also. Where is the 2018? In 2018, due to extreme financial risk and controversy, the PNB and the interim executive director were able to move the delegate election in a timely manner. And whereas the election timeframes were thrown off and delayed, and whereas in order to the best it could to comply with Pacifica's bylaws devotion to democratic participation of members in Pacifica governance, the elections were pursued and completed in a way that throws off bylaw timelines, no matter what the PNB chooses to go forward. Therefore, be it resolved, in order to get everything properly lined up while preserving democracy, that 1. All delegates elected in the election that is in process of finishing in March, April 2019 shall have truncated terms that will expire in December 2021. 2. All new delegates elected during this period will become eligible in 2020 to be elected to the Pacifica National Board. And I'm doing that because it would line up everything so that once we get past this and get into next year, everything will be lined up rather than having, people's terms go through to the next April, and having the affiliates have a different time and this have a different time and all those things being kind of messy and all of them not being compliant with bylaws. And in an attempt to get back to us complying with the bylaws so that we don't get into a situation while we have been, like we have been now, that this would take care of a lot of the details all at once and start lining things up. That's my reason for the motion. Thank you.
Brianna for the stack.
Jan Goodman.
And William.
Point of information.
Who's asking for a point of information?
Jan Goodman.
Go ahead, Jan.
Did I hear you say that all delegates who were elected in 2019 will be eligible to be on the national board in 2020? Is that what you said?
That's what I said.
Is that okay?
That's
all right. I just want to clarify.
Yeah.
No, I understand. I just I just wanted to clarify it.
Yeah.
Because the way I first heard it, it sounded like they'd all be immediately available to.
No.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
So I have a question also. So this, normally the delegates would have 3 years from March, from when they're elected, March or April 2019 to, it would be March or April of 2022, right?
Yes, and I'm raising I'm saying something different here, yes.
Okay, and so then also part two and this is to override the bylaw that says they have to be a director for 1 year in order to be eligible to be elected to the National Pacific Board. And so they would become eligible after 9 months or something like that?
Yes.
Is what you're saying,
and that's,
number two?
And that's in order to, have more current democracy in operation. It has two motivations. One is to have the boards be more democratic and timely in terms of what the members voted the delegates in, and so that you had fresh people and they would still have some, and also to line up the timelines so that we didn't have some of the board and some of the people suddenly becoming ineligible or coming up having another election in April. Yes.
What's your point of order, Adriana?
We have 10 minutes. We have the person presented the motion. Then you give the person the option to motivate. Then you keep asking questions. You go back and forth. You don't go to the list. The person keep talking and keep motivating. How is it?
People have been asking questions, requests
but
for information. Requests for information were totally allowable. Your point is not well taken. They were requests for information.
For the statute.
Okay, can we go, Madam Chair, or should I time you too?
Did you remove that? It doesn't matter. The meeting is up at 12:40.
May I not ask any more questions?
Okay, yeah. So I believe I'm trying to find out if this. So this motion is going against a bylaw, and so what does the vote have to be to do this? That's what I want to know. If a motion is conflicting with a bylaw, are we allowed to? What vote? How much majority do we need to pass it? That's what I want to know.
May I say something? If we don't do it, what will end up will be conflicting with bylaws also, because the time frame will not be then. So if we don't vote for this, then we will not have people for the January installation, the December changeover of boards, which are bylaw provisions. If we don't do this, we are also violating the bylaws. This lines us up with the bylaws, the time frames in the future. Everything in this election has been off from the bylaws.
Right.
And if we continue it without fixing it and curing it as part of an end to this untimely election, then we will endlessly be out of compliance with bylaws.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
So, Mr. Parliamentarian.
Madam Chair, to answer your question, a motion to purposely violate the bylaws is out of order. You cannot make a motion that directly conflicts with your bylaws. It's illegal.
That's what she's doing.
So
And as far as exigent circumstances are concerned, and this is for you too, Maxie, exigent circumstances are not only emergency circumstances, but it means more so circumstances beyond your control. In other words, time frames that you cannot meet. So right now it remains to be seen if any of these circumstances are exigent, because you haven't gotten to the point where you have no other alternative yet. So exigent circumstances only come up when you find that you cannot do something on time.
So I would like to move that this motion be postponed until we can get an opinion from Mr. Green on this. There may be a way around violating the bylaws. If certain things are out of sync because of everything getting delayed this year, that might have to be until we might need some other way of putting them back in sync. But this might not be it. If it is okay with Mr. Green, then we can, if we have a continuation meeting, we can bring it up then.
We said point of information, please.
It's actually now 12:42. We need an extension of time to continue.
Madam Chair, point of information.
Bill, may I make a motion?
One person at a time.
Green has been on the stack since
Carol, what about
long ago?
I was more going to move that we have a continuation meeting next Thursday.
Order. You're out of order. I did not recognize you. Okay.
You didn't recognize Gracie.
So now we're going to go to a vote on having a continuation meeting next Thursday.
Shit.
Is there any
What is the motion? What is the motion, Madam Chair?
To have a continuation
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Next Thursday.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Is there any objection to having... what's your point of order, Dwayne?
Madam Chair, I cite that your own cite continuous tonight that individuals who blurt out and not being recognized, this motion was blurted out. The motioner was not acknowledged by you. So why are you choosing to apply your rule when you want to and not being consistent?
Because that's what she does all the time.
Because I had asked for a continuation meeting motion earlier in the evening.
But that still does not comport with the fact you admonish other people about burning out, but this majority, particularly the leader of the majority, you allow
okay,
to continually do it.
Okay, that's not a point of order. This is not a point of order.
It is a point of order. It's a point of privilege as well as having fairness from the chair.
It's not a point of order. There's no rule being broken.
It was a rule being broken. Your rule.
There is no, okay, you don't
such
have
a hypocrite.
The floor anymore. Okay.
Yeah, sure I don't.
Dwayne,
such a hypocrite.
Take appropriate points of order about what rule is being broken. Okay, so.
The ones you choose.
That's out of order.
You're out of order.
Can we take the roll?
I'm chair, in the last 15 minutes,
so,
may
I
have
the
floor?
Because
the last 15 minutes, everybody is speaking, and you didn't give me
you
the floor.
You are out of order.
In the last 15 minutes.
Call the question.
In the last 15 minutes, Madam Chair. I shall hear.
What difference does it make?
You are
going to do what you want to do anyway.
Yes, exactly.
Are you there, Nancy? I heard a double beep. Somebody disconnected.
Well, somebody was disconnected.
Maybe Jan should pick up the meeting until Nancy
gets
back.
The roll.
Okay. What are we needing to vote on now? About a continuation meeting for a week, right? So,
yes.
Okay, so we're going to vote on whether or not to have a continuation meeting for 1 week from tonight. Mr. Secretary, would you please take the roll?
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Jonathan Alexander? So he's not on the call. Gary Bost? Can't hear you, Gary. Adriana Casanave? Can't hear you, Adriana. Robin Collier?
Robin Collier votes yes.
Robin votes yes.
Did we lose Bill?
Well, that's fair.
We lost Bill.
Hello.
Okay,
I think
so
we this is Nancy. I think we got to the point where the phone
Nancy, we're in the vote now. We're in the vote now, and Bill just apparently
dropped
fell
off.
He dropped off the call. We're at Bill Crozier's name. So if you would like to finish taking the roll, if you have the list in front of you,
you're at my name, Chris Torrey.
Okay,
oh,
so
Chris
we
Torrey.
Did.
Okay,
we did Grace, Jonathan, Gary, Adriana, Robin, Chris. And
no, he didn't do Chris.
Okay,
Chris.
How do you vote?
Yes.
Okay. Bill Crozier is not back yet. Joseph Davis?
I'll be out of town, so I have to vote no.
Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Oh, Joseph votes no. Catherine Davis? Yes.
Yes.
I didn't repeat. Chris Corey was a yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Chris, Jan Goodman.
No thanking or to any motion with the second.
Yes. Jan Goodman. William Hairwagon.
This is Bill. I'm back. Sorry, I was disconnected.
Okay, Bill. Okay, so you have Robin Collier's vote was the last vote you took?
Correct.
Okay, Chris Corey voted yes. I got it.
Thank you.
Chris Corey voted yes. Joseph Davis voted no. Catherine Davis voted yes. Benito Diaz voted no. Jan Goodman voted yes. What did you vote?
Okay, I vote yes.
Okay.
You want me to continue?
Yeah, from William.
William Hairwagon?
Yes.
William? Can't hear you. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
No.
Dwayne votes no. Ken Laufer?
Yes.
Ken votes yes. Tony Leon? Can't hear you. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Girl votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscular Washington?
Abstain.
Muscular abstains. I didn't hear from Jonathan Alexander or Gary Bost or Adriana Casanave. Didn't hear from Adriana. Or William Heerwagen? Didn't hear from you.
This is for the continuation meeting.
Correct.
Right after, is that going to happen right after this vote? We're going to end the meeting?
Nancy?
No, we have a postponement motion on the floor after this.
No.
William votes no. Didn't hear from Tony, so let me count. We have 12 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
So 13 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention.
I don't know if that needs 2/3, but... okay, so we will have a continuation meeting next Thursday. Bill, could you put that on the notice that right away?
Okay.
And now we have on the floor a motion to postpone Carol's voting on Carol's motion tonight. Postpone it until we can get opinion from Ford, and postpone it to the continuation meeting. I think it was seconded, wasn't it?
Yes.
I'll second it.
Could somebody else take minutes while I'm posting the continuation meeting?
Yeah. So.
Yeah, later. The only thing.
Okay, so I think we just have to vote on this.
Matter does it.
Do we have a debate on postponing a motion? Yes, it is debatable. It's debatable. Okay.
So,
but we're actually out of time, so I don't think we have time for debate, so we have to go right to the vote. So, Grace, how do you vote?
Pass.
Okay. Jonathan Alexander.
Is there any objection?
Are there any objections to postponing this to the continuation meeting? Hearing no objections, this motion is postponed until I can hear from Ford, and then if I do, by then we'll take it up at the continuation meeting. Next week. So
thank you.
We're out of time. Thank you. We're out of time. Good evening, everyone. This meeting is adjourned.
Good evening. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.